Blog Talk Radio.
Well now, listen to this song.
You are a young man and you're eager to seek, only to let the world know what you think. The lesson learned is not taught at a school. You have to start first by being the fool.
But I see you changing. It happens every day. From day to day, but I see change.
Shot in the ass, and I'm in a kind of a I don't know what you'd call it, conundrum, kind of a catch 22, however you want to look at it. What I'm going to do, and you, I don't think some people don't like this, but I'm going to read some stuff from a magazine and the week. May 20th, 2022. Oh, my goodness. It went bad yesterday. This is the editor's letter. I wrote down at the top that it's half BS, and there's a reason for that. It was the culmination of a decades-long movement fueled by religious fervor. You know how that works. You're going to hell, sinner, whether you like it or not. Prohibition, bootleg, and all that other stuff. And people got tired of it. And after 13 years, they abandoned it, abandoned the Great Dry Experiment in 1933. Now, the problem that they've got is prohibit a substance. And in this case, it was liquor. But you got a problem with a thing called public demand. And then William Falk, in his great wisdom, goes about telling a big lie, banning abortion. Abortion isn't going to be banned. You might want to stick that in your head, tattoo it on your forehead so you can see it in the mirror every morning or something like that. the problem is it'll remain legal in roughly half the states or so. And the deal is simple. It isn't up to the left or the right. It's more or less up to what we feel would be a conscious effort to take care of the problem. Well, medications that induce safe abortions at home are easily obtained through the mail. Whoops. There it goes. So that means that even in states that would outlaw it, it can still remain available. As history shows, women with unwanted pregnancies will do whatever is necessary to end them, even at the risk of their lives. And I know everybody and their mother-in-law has heard the thing about the coat hanger wire in the back alley next to the dumpster. If you ain't, you need to do some research in terms of history. The problem is prohibition must stop women from having unwanted pregnancies, which means stopping them from having sex. Now, these are not my words. These are William Falk, as unwise as he may seem to some people who have the proper take on things. The goal of many evangelicals and Catholics in the right to life movement, who believe that the only legitimate sexual expression is between a married heterosexual couple, not using birth control. That's true. That is what they everything else is sin. Uh-oh. There's a pro-life campaigner, Alexandra De Sanctis. No fundamental right. This is funny. No fundamental right to have sex without consequences. A woman has sex, she has surrendered her choice. In short, what you're going to have is a real serious problem. And that's a real serious problem is twofold. Number one, anybody, I don't care who it is, that's talking about abandoning or banning abortion is full of horse hockey. Anybody that says otherwise doesn't know squat about what that leaked memo from the Supreme Court was about. They haven't read it, haven't checked it out, et cetera, because that's not what it does. What it does is it returns the control, and that's what everybody wants. They want to have control. And they tried to legislate it, and a bill to ensure abortion rights fails in the Senate. Well, that's good. It should not be adjudicated, period. It should not be legislated except by we the people. Well, here's how it is. How will Roe's fall affect the midterms? Well, it's a simple fact that they're going to overturn the previous ruling and amended all of it to revert back to states' rights. In other words, each individual lives in a state has the right to vote yay, nay, go, or stay in terms of abortion, just the way it's supposed to have been all along. And the Supreme Court apparently woke up a little bit and decided, well, what we've done is a travesty, and we need to fix it. So they're going about fixing it. And, you know, if somebody don't like that, tough. Now, there's other things. Winging it after the pilot of a private plane became incapacitated and passenger with no flying experience safely landed the aircraft in Palm Beach, Florida. real simple. I imagine the guy still got a pucker factor a couple of weeks later. Super yachts. After Fijian officials seized a $300 million luxury vessel owned by a Russian oligarch. Oops. and the day after that, Italian authorities seized a $700 million linked to Russian President Vladimir Putin. What is going on? That gets into the whole of some of the crux of what I'm going to talk about. And I'm not going to talk long on it necessarily. Now, here's a problem. they caught that prisoner and a corrections officer, so they're off the streets. We got a historic drought to Lake Mead, Nevada. I mean, it's historic. Florida middle school art instructor said last week she was fired for discussing her pansexual status with students. That's the way it should be. And her name's Scott, and I hate to tell you, baby cakes, but you violated a federal law. It's called parental rights, and you don't have the right to do that to the kids. Uh-huh. Well, there's a lot of things. Now, this is something that everybody likes, wants to jump up and down about, and I'm gonna hit it right dead between the eyes. We have a serious problem with legality. there ain't any in a lot of places, but in this particular instance, we have to put things in order. There is a federal law that stipulates that you cannot intimidate or influence in any way, shape, or form any justice by means of protest. Yeah, I don't like that, but guess what? You'd be lucky if I'm not in charge. If I get put in charge, you guys got a choice, leave or go to jail. That's the choice. That's what the law stipulates. And one of the protesters wanted to open their big pie hole and holler, if you take away our choices, we will riot. Well, guess what? You don't have the say. How about that? Ooh. But the proposition to overturn Roe versus Wade is very real. It's going to happen. And the reason it's going to happen is because you can't adjudicate that sort of thing. It has to go to we the people. So you take the literal adjudication of that out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Oh, Havana, hotel blast. Search crews with dogs hunted for the survivors after an explosion this week at Hotel Saratoga killed at least 40 people and injured dozens. That ain't cool, whoever did that. It's too bad that they're not as stupid as some of the people that make bombs here in the States and blow themselves up. I mean, that would be poetic justice. Managua, NGOs shut down. Nicaragua's parliament voted to close 50 non-governmental organizations last week, and President Daniel Ortega's latest attempt to silence his critics. Well, if an NGO, by the way, is not allowed to protest, period. So that was a fairly righteous idea. Whether his reasons for it are cool or not, that's up to speculation. Santo Domingo, Ecuador, deadly prison riot. At least 44 people were killed. More than 100 inmates escaped during a brutal prison riot this week. The latest spasm of jail violence in Ecuador. Don't sound to me like it's too safe to go on vacation in certain places. Belfast, historic victory. Sinn Féin took a plurality in the Northern Ireland Assembly last week. Watershed moment for a party once associated with paramilitary violence. Oh, well, you guys just ain't got no guts. It's called the Irish Republican Army, and it was nasty. Get over it. Get over yourself. That should have been in the first part of that. However, getting this rectified, I told you good things is happening in it. People don't believe me. Radical. What is radical? Nightmare below ground. Rescuers have been working around the clock for more than a week trying to reach 8 miners trapped by flooding in a Canadian-owned zinc mine. I hope they get them out. Ooh. Warsaw has spoken. Paint bath. Demonstrators splattered Russia's ambassador to Poland, Sergei Andreev, in paint this week at an event honoring Soviet soldiers. Yeah. That can go any direction you want. Kiev. Striking Russian targets. Ukraine is being cagey about a series of bombings within Russia, including a helicopter strike and several fires. We don't confirm and we don't deny. British Armed Forces Minister James Heapy, however, said Ukrainian strikes on Russia using British weapons would be completely legitimate. You hear that, Vladimir? They're liable to come into Russia next. After you and a bunch of people that did nasty things. The burqa is back. Taliban last week ordered women to cover. Delhi, 4.7 million dead. India rejected a World Health Organization report last week suggesting that more than 4.7 million of its people have died of COVID, nearly 10 times more than Delhi says. Yeah. I hate to tell everybody, but you can't believe what the government tells you. They told the Indians to turn in their weapons. We'll take care of you. You see what happened with that? You want to get into the fun and games? Okay. Colombo, Sri Lanka, Prime Minister out. Resigned as Sri Lanka's Prime Minister last week, hours after his supporters violently attacked peaceful protesters. Yeah, you can't do that stuff either. There are a lot of things. Now, these are different places around the world that's covering this. I got a few of these that I go into depth on, but not much. Why the U.S. is so polarized. The battle over abortion may be the precursor to even larger struggles between red and blue America, said Fareed Zakaria. The primary one is religion. Ooh, here we go again. 71% of self-identified conservatives said yes. Just 29% of liberals agreed. Ooh. Religion will play a larger role in their society. Well, now you know. Here's more. Into two countries. One is suburban, one is urban, educated, multicultural, secular, and socially liberal, with values that would fit comfortably with Northern European Protestant countries. The other is largely rural, religious, traditional, and less educated, with values similar to those in Nigeria and Saudi Arabia. Well, I hate to tell you, but you left out the two main players in all the riots and horse hockey that went on. Can these two Americas find a way to live, work, cooperate with, and tolerate one another? Answer is no. Why? Ask the rioters, BLM and Antifa. They wanted to destroy this country, and they did a pretty good job of decimating things. Oh boy, Slovenia. Wave of public anger toward Jensa, an admirer of Donald Trump and Viktor Orban, whose extremist anti-immigration views troubled even his political allies. Well, when these people start acting right and going through the proper course of entry, ain't nobody's going to have problems with them. But when you don't, you could expect military and all kinds of things. Fighting climate change in our gardens as the weather warms. Listen carefully for the buzz and drone of insects. The air has emptied and fallen silent. Horrifying. Since 2004, England has lost 65% of its insect population. Now, I tell you, insects are basic to our survival. And the biggest problem is that habitats have been broken up. Taking a local approach to rebuilding habitats won't earn you political points, but soon you will see more butterflies. That's both good for the earth and good for your soul. Now, I'm going to tell you, turn the bugs loose. How this is, American women lose a human right. No, it isn't. It ain't a human right. Appointed three far-right justices who were confirmed by the U.S. Senate, where the least populated and most conservative states are systematically overrepresented. Oh, you mean the system is rigged? Imagine that. This is not a democracy. It's a tyrannical minority in action. It keeps on going. The human right talked about in that particular quickie is abortion. And nobody, and I mean nobody, has the right to say yes or no except the people. Think about that. Philippines, the Marcos clan returns to power. Marcos family is making a dramatic return to power. That could be good and it could be bad. Trigger burger, happy, soldiers kill our students. Angelillo Ignacio Rangel was on his way to a residence near his university when he was intercepted and executed by the National Guard. Mexico, you need to cut that crap out. You need to quit it altogether. Because the youngsters are mad, and I mean they're madder than hell, and they're justified in being upset. South Africa, the bottomless cringe fest of our politics. Oh, boy. Ukraine has now become the new frontier of freedom. Is anyone willing to provide leadership rather than court jester routines? That's where somebody talks a lot and don't do squat. That's what they're talking about. Alito's opinion is a sound rationale for overturning Roe. At least for a Supreme Court draft opinion overruling Roe versus Wade is a triumph for the conservative judicial philosophy of originalism, to an extent. But the thing about it is that the Supreme Court has decided to take this all back to the states and let the states vote and decide on it. So you have to understand that, and it may not be easy to accept, but you got to understand that. That means that you, in your individual state, have the right to vote for or against it. Abortion. Can red state bans be enforced? Yes, they can, and it won't be nice either. Student debt, the steep cost of forgiveness. Well, the best thing in the world that we can do with that is to allow it to run its course. Now, I got a, there's a page in here. It's a double page, actually. And it's got a whole bunch of people, BLM, Antifa, defund the police, and all that stuff on one side, and that's the left. And then the excuse by Biden, he's standing at the podium, the mega crowd is the most extreme political group in American history. Right. That's supposed to be a joke, so you can hide it all you want. And the Moscow victory parade was done with hearses, the guy says. Yeah, we ran out of tanks. Down at the bottom, I got a thing where they got the comedy club and dudes in riot gear with barbed wire around the stage. Data, satellite internet comes into its own. Well, I hate to tell you, satellite internet, but you ain't worth squat. Why? You're too slow. Just that simple. Oh, I'm fat. No, you ain't. You can tell that lie to somebody that knows, that doesn't know better. I know better. Why? I had satellite for a while, and it screwed me up. Period tracking in the abortion war. Ooh, privacy experts say period tracking apps would be forced to hand over user data. Collect a range of personal information, the length of someone's period, and whether a person had protected or unprotected sex, as well as identifying information like emails and IP addresses. Big Brother can take a long walk off a short pier. It's not out of the realm of possibility. Well, you guys like to keep that fear porn running. I'd just as soon flush it where, you know, where it needs to be. China pushing out USPC brands. China has ordered government agencies and state-backed companies to ditch all foreign-made PCs within the next 2 years. Well, that must mean that we don't have to share any data with them either, huh? Obesity drugs are coming up, and it goes and ring around the rosy, and keeps right on going ring around the rosy. It don't stop. George Carlin's, yeah. I tried to watch this, and the problem was it was in Spanish. I don't understand Spanish, but George Carlin's American Dream. And that was a really good show, believe it or not. I watched the whole friggin' thing online. Why did I watch it online? Because they do things like changing it to Spanish so that people can understand it. Abortion. Should corporations take a stand? No. It's like Disney's telling us that they are in charge of our kids. Corporations are not in charge of everybody. But don't tell that to NPR. NPR says if you don't wear a mask, we can fire you. Well, you know what they can do with themselves. An uncivil war. Once peaceful Florida County is now consumed by toxic partisan politics. Ooh. It's a preview of where cultural war crusaders will be taking the country. That's about the size of it. And the thing about it is that you're not going to have nice things go on all throughout this. Antunes. somebody that didn't know, who wouldn't listen to sound advice from me on a legal basis to stop the development of a stadium. But she knows what she's doing here, she says. Well, guess what? You don't. And the reason you don't is that you have not really gone in and looked at what you're dealing with. And to ensure another liberal Sarasota activist quickly jumped into gear, working to scuttle the county's giant decisions. Well, the problem is they're going to have Rumble come down. Oh, and they can't stand it. Oh, that's free speech. Oh, that's terror. There that Rumble's presence would make Sarasota even more of a haven for conservative media companies and also give Christian Ziegler more opportunities to expand his political micro-targeting business, which places digital ads on cell phones, YouTube, and the Internet. Ooh, can't have free speech. Well, guess what? It's coming whether you like it or not. I thought that was pretty quick to go through a whole magazine. Plop. Now we get to one of the fun ones. Washington Examiner, May 17th. This is a more out of date than the other one. Karine Jean-Pierre is the wrong choice to reveal Biden's shattered credibility. Worse than the wrong choice. Biden's choice will only make it harder for voters to have any faith that anything his White House says is true. Mm-hmm. Then you got that disinformation thing that's hiding. It's hiding in the bushes. It's in the shadows. They don't want you to know that it's there. That's why they put it on hold. Oh, okay. Post-Dobbs Democrats are desperate to discuss anything but abortion. Uh-huh. Morning after the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization draft decision leaked, Biden said the opinion goes far beyond the concern of whether or not there is a right to choose. That's a lie, flat out. He's trying to spin it, okay? Kamala Harris, who the rights of all Americans are at risk. If the right to privacy is weakened, every person would face a culture in which the government can potentially interfere with the personal decisions you make about your life. Let's see how far we can peddle this fear porn horse shit. That's basically what they're saying. OAC got in there. Top Democrats trying to change the subject from abortion to almost anything else. That's because voters don't agree with the Democrats' views on abortion. You hear that, Democrats, huh? All you people that want to object? Well, Democrats simply will not be honest on this, which is why they pretend that the legislation they have been pushing, and it's called the Women's Health Protection Act, simply codifies Roe. That's a bigger lie than taking all your rights away. It doesn't. It goes much further. Women's Health Protection Act does not cover anything that women should be interested in. It would legalize all abortions at any time for any reason, up to the very second of birth. The control provisions put in Roe versus Wade held things together pretty well. And it would get just as reasonable at the state level. The abortions at issue in Dobbs and Roe deal with a distinct human life. The contraception at issue in Griswold versus Connecticut does not. Democrats are trying to make the end of Roe about contraception bans, interracial marriage nullification, which no one wants to change because they want to hide their fanatical extremism on abortion. Well, I said something about radical. What is radical? Well, I'm going to get to that. Haven't got there yet, but we'll get there, and it won't take too long. The baby formula shows that no policy is an island. Well, I hate to tell you, Hugo, but the whole shortage is a lie by the federal government, because they've got three warehouses that are known and two more suspect. Federal government is shipping plenty to the southern border for illegal immigrants. That's three warehouses and possibly two more. Knowing public dismay and anger are bad for Democrats in midterm, they weren't worried when formula supplies began running out 5 months ago. Says it's doing everything in its power to ensure there is adequate product available. That's a lie. They're not doing everything. It's like saying that we're tackling the price of gasoline. No, he ain't. He's making it worse. His top priority is to make excuses for failure and to spend more of your money, which makes inflation worse. Bear that in mind. A recall of tainted formula made in Michigan. Well, there's only one problem with that. They checked it, tested it, and not near as much of it was tainted as they said. Uh-oh. 11 million unfulfilled jobs nationwide. Some of them at baby formula. If you could shut down businesses to appease your political base, if you pay people to stay idle, if you borrow money to look caring and buy votes, and if, in the process, you push up interest rates, these will be unintended consequences. That's that not me. That's that little booger. Not me. Not my fault. And there's a problem with it. He says, I didn't do it. And then they got all these little stickers showing up on gas pumps everywhere, among other places, that Biden pointing his finger and saying, I did that. Shortage has occurred for more than a year. Now, think about that. FDA insisted this week that there is plenty of baby formula floating around the market because other manufacturers are ramping up production. Now, that is partially true. Not altogether, but partially. The callousness with which the federal government is treating this issue is shocking. Ooh, it's a matter of life or death. Families need help. And right now, they're not getting it. Oh, my God. Can you imagine that? Did you get any kind of a rebate check for all the money you're spending at the gas station? No. What makes you think you're going to worry about baby formula? Now, I'll get into what their intent and purpose is. Who's pushing taxpayers from enrollment fraud? No one. In California, with these bogus registrations come millions of dollars in stolen financial aid. 180,000 phony college registrations in the state's junior college system last year, and that's in California, only in California. Politicians, they do not want to fix this because the amount of funding they're going to lose is astronomical. If you cut these people out of college, then they're going to lose the money. Ooh. The lower their enrollment, the less they get funded by the state. Oh. They're going to lose funding. Approximately 30% of students listed on her course's roster were phony. Now, think about that. The real victim in all this is the taxpayer. Yeah, let's screw them some more. Let's see how they'll probably like it. Oh, boy. They say they're white supremacists and all this other happy stuff. Made by Jim Bob. It's a joke. I want to have your baby. Got a guy on top of a girl. And then they got the bottom part of it with the option to kill it. Think about that. No, I don't pull punches. Even ice cream socials are a threat to social justice, according to BLM. Cop agenda. Ooh, copaganda. We hope Kim doesn't give in to Black Lives Matter intimidation, and that she will host another ice cream with a cop event soon. If any city could use more propaganda, it's San Francisco. Ho, ho. When everything is software, you don't really own anything. That goes to the fun and games. Everybody, all these manufacturers trying to pull, saying that you got to sign up for regular reviews of your software to make sure that you're in compliance. Ooh. Well, the problem they've got is that's been through court. I hope you guys is listening. And you're about to get slapped down badly. Why? Well, because you cannot play bait and switch with somebody's car, tractor, etc. Biden gets the worst of both worlds. And I said, good. now try this. Among Latinos, as of 5/20/22, that's when it was reported, he's got only a 29% approval rating. You realize that that's worse than anybody? Oh, boy. Marjorie Taylor Greene. Oh, boy. Marjorie Taylor Greene's antics earn her a slew of primary challengers. So, see who wins. It's real simple. Either you do it or you don't. NATO's vindication. And on the edge of the free world with the soldiers trying to prevent World War III. This is an extensive article, and I'm only going to read one little part of it. In any given year, since the very high readiness joint task force was created, one country has to keep soldiers ready to deploy as quickly as possible, while another trains to take over the next year. I'm sorry, Putin, but you're not going to, you attack NATO, you're in big, deep doo-doo, and I mean deep. But crimes of the past. Why left-wing cancelers seek only the bad in art? So it's called exercise of power. And then we come to Washington Briefing, and they got Psaki and Karine on the front page with a hug. Yeah, well. Oh, yeah, and I forgot to mention it. You heard about fat girl Stacey Abrams' election? And she's running again, and she's giving everybody a run for the money. Well, guess what? George Soros is funding her. Left-wing billionaire George Soros has poured $1 million in Abrams' political action committee. How about that? Maybe she needs to be taken out of the election because of foreign influence money. They can do that. Oh, my goodness. Russian ransomware attack raises concerns about future actions. Conti Group appears to have strong ties to the Kremlin government. So cut them off. Biden's cure for high gasoline prices. What is it? The 2021 infrastructure bill. What a crock of crap. Get your foot off the hose, Biden. Open the federal lands up to drilling. Turn our oil back on. You turned it off. Yeah, you turned it off. And, you know, then we got a guy by the name of Adams. And I didn't give him much credit because he looks kind of geekish. I got glasses and all that. Lies, damn lies, and cake. last week, the Senate rejected the extreme abortion bill put forward by Democrats. Oh. Joe Manchin stepped on it. Good. The bill died by a simple majority. the way the press tells it, Republicans used the filibuster to kill legislation that would have codified Roe versus Wade into law. They didn't use the filibuster. How about that? Anyway, it don't get no worse. Rate of wage growth falling as inflation remains high. It's gobbling you up. When the people tasked with protecting our children are the villains. Ooh, you mean we can't trust the administrations and the teachers? And my goodness, evidence shows that school closures during COVID were an epic public policy blunder. The school lockdowns, many states, were arguably the most significant episode of government-sponsored child abuse in American history. Extended school closures appear to have done much more harm than good. New York Times also found that primary victims were the lowest income children. Now, I want everybody to pay attention to that. That means anybody that don't got a lot of income, that means it's somebody that has somebody out of work in a family or whomever of that nature, as well as blacks, Latino, people that are not well situated, are the ones that get hit the hardest. Children from low-income families barely participating in online lessons. I don't blame them. Online lessons suck canal water. This is probably the largest increase in educational inequality in a generation. Most of these school closures occurred in major cities, which tend to be run by Democratic officials. High-poverty schools are also more likely to have unionized teachers, and some unions lobbied for remote schooling. Of course, who did this to the to our children? Well, here it is. This is Stephen Moore, by the way. The teachers union are probably the most shameful player, the worm in the education apple. Even after months of evidence that in-class instruction posed virtually no danger to children or teachers, they wouldn't teach. They used COVID as a paid vacation. 90% of Chicago teachers even voted to go on strike after not teaching for 6 months. I'd like to know where else you can get a part-time job pays like 70, 80 grand a year. A part-time job that pays 70, 80 grand a year. I'd like to know where you can get that. The American Academy of Pediatrics is in there. Joined in solidarity with the teachers union calling for close them schools. What is so chilling and unforgivable about this tale is that teachers and pediatricians are the people entrusted by parents and society at large to care for and educate children. You better read the parental rights law. Supposed to have our sons and daughters' best interests at stake regarding their health and well-being, but they selfishly put politics and paychecks ahead of child welfare. So Democratic politicians, teachers unions, and pediatricians formed an alliance to deny our kids schooling. Maybe we ought to just clean them all out and start over. I mean, and it goes on. We're getting into an area that's life and the arts and a whole bunch of stuff of that nature that I don't usually mark up because it doesn't deal with the things that are going on. And some of the things that are going on ain't exactly nice, which I will cover at the end of this thing now. Hugo Gurdon is the editor-in-chief, the boss, or however you want to look at it. Unbearable rightness of being a Democrat. I wonder what that means. Well, let's find out. Top Democrats keep emailing me to tell me how angry they are. They're asking for money. The salient thing is that Colonel Cuball, like Pelosi, thinks it's persuasive that his feelings are running high. On the left, anger is seen as self-justifying. Fury has its own excuse. If you're throwing a fit, you must be right. Rage or nausea make your argument unassailable. Well, horse hockey. At least that's what the editor says. Closing of the American Mind. That was a book back in the day, and I would suggest everybody get a copy and read it. If you don't got one, you know, get a copy, read it, and hand it around. University leftism was dragging America into a sort of anti-rational imbecility that displaced reason with emotion. And he noted that civilization, or to say the same thing, education, is the taming of the soul's raw passions. Ooh. Indignation or rage was the vivid passion characterizing those in the group, in the grip of new moral experience. Ooh. Passionate militants graduated to run the Democratic Party and send me fundraising emails. Chain of causation between their emotional preening and the urge to violate to violence that recently produced the firebombing of a pro-life anti-abortion organization headquarters in Wisconsin. If you're a left-winger, you can lob Molotov cocktails at people whose opinions you dislike and feel self-righteous about it. If abortions aren't safe, then you aren't either, what they scrawled on the side of the building. Oh. Well, how come you didn't walk up there while people were having been doing business and do that? Makes me wonder. Raid supposedly justified a national orgy of destruction 2 years ago after the police murder of a black man, George Floyd. And I got some news on that, too. White House took days to stop making excuses for mobs attempting to intimidate conservative justices outside their homes. And those people need to be turned away and or arrested. Initially, Press Secretary Jen Psaki refused repeatedly to condemn it. Oh, boy. The left uses violence again and again to get its way. Well, the left has for generations opened a wide space in which its adherents may indulge their hate and inflict their violence. Oh, violent crime turned out to be unpopular. Virginia voters threw out their Democratic governor, and they're chopping Democrats off at the knees in polls as elections come into view. Uh-huh. Guess what? Democrats, a party led by ancient radicals who encourage their base to threaten opponents, stoke fear, and visit violence on those to get their way, or who get in the way. The truth is coming home that they're not right simply because they're angry. The majority knows they're wrong. Think about that very carefully. I got one, maybe two more. Yeah, there's two more. Okay. This is Barone. He's an old man like me. Progressive version of democracy, 2 + 2 = 5. 1984. Progressives tell us that it is violent, a violation of democracy to allow state legislators, governor elected by the voters, to decide how to regulate or criminalize abortion. No, that's states' rights. Anybody don't know that needs to go back to school. and then they turn around. Progressives tell us that democracy requires content moderation, censorship in plain English, of all communications over prevalent social media platforms such as Twitter and Facebook. Free speech, in this view, violates democracy unless content moderators or censors, who are primarily from the progressive left, decide what can and cannot be communicated. Ooh, that sounds like the Thought Police in 1984. Those who invoke democracy often do it to justify something like its opposite. Oh, my. Imagine that. He hits the nails on the head just like Hugo did. Progressives arguing for social media censorship as content moderation must search back further in history for judicial sanction, back perhaps to Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes' analogy of a shouting fire in a crowded theater in a series of cases, some of which upheld the Wilson administration criminal prosecution peaceful protesters against World War One. Ooh. Did you hear that? Peaceful protesters, and they got criminally prosecuted for it. Progressives argued democracy is a sudden threat, suddenly threatened by misinformation. And the prime culprits are former President Donald Trump and his supporters. Ooh, we're all evil. Maybe that's why we're part of the deplorables. The most successful purveyors of misinformation have been the progressives themselves. Advanced misinformation in the form of Russia collusion hoax concocted apparently by operatives of the Hillary Clinton campaign and urged by intelligence officials and a duplicitous FBI director. It does highlight that in seeking to delegitimize an election result, both Clinton and Trump violated a political norm reserved by Richard Nixon in 1960 and Al Gore in 2000. Good luck getting progressives to admit that. Why are progressives just now overturning norms, insisting that democracy requires courts to remove an issue from voters and progressive censors removing speech from public forums? Why is that? Uh-huh. Well, presumably, things aren't going our way. The 2016 Russia collusion hoax fizzled in 2018, and the 2020 suppression of Hunter Biden's laptop information has come undone in 2022. And Twitter's progressive censors are about to be sacked by the pro-free speech Elon Musk. Ooh, the sky is falling. The sky, that leaves the Biden Democrats in trouble as inflation, immigration, and crime escalate out of control. Rising inflation and illegal immigration can plausibly be attributed to Biden administration policies and rising crime to many Democrats' embrace of defund police policies. When you're losing on both, shut the whole discussion down and call that democracy. Pretty simple, huh? Now, I haven't gotten really into the into it yet. Now, Green, he's a guest columnist, but he's also pretty damn good. Brazilification of California. Brazilification is a political condition coined by Douglas Copeland in the 1991 novel Generation X, the widening gulf between the rich and poor and the accompanying disappearance of the middle class. Ooh, if California were independent, it would be the world's richest failed state. Its borders are porous, its roads are potholed, its schools are staffed by illiterate fanatics, its prisons are overflowing, and the murder rate is booming. Its government is depraved by corruption and political correctness, and its governor is a glassy-eyed puppet of Silicon Valley and the donor class. That pretty much covers all of it. Basically, it's a lot worse. Now, this is Washington Examiner, May 17, 2022. I'd suggest that you get a copy of this so that you can check this out. California cannot be fixed. The fix is in until the system collapses entirely. Bear that in mind. This ain't a fun little game we're playing. My, about your program, Ms. Caruso. Republicans learned some of their political tactics from watching Democrats. How about the Boucher program? Used it to attend a private or parochial school. Critics, primarily Democrats and their political benefactors, teachers unions, would harshly criticize the programs. Oh, not giving you what you want. It's reducing the amount of money you make and all that good stuff. It was one example of how Democrats use the culture wars to fuel their victories. Well, the thing is that they've lost. they bring it up and it goes to court, and that judge usually slaps them down. The reality is, just like in that old Partnership for a Drug-Free America public service announcement from the 80s, they learned it from watching you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. And, oh, how about that? I finished that magazine. Now you get to hear what I think of all this shit. Well, it's very simple. The title is Radical. And the question is, what is radical? Radical. Depends on what you do with it and how far you are willing to go. Radical is deviation from accepted social structure or norms. In short, you can get away with anything you want to. Look at all those smash and grabs. They're getting away with it. Why are they getting away with it? Because we the people are allowing it. How is that, do you say? Well, it's very simple. Anybody lives in Frisco, Chicago, New York, and don't like that shit, yeah, it's crap. very simply, everybody and their mother-in-law needs to go to City Hall and raise hell, complain. And I'm talking about legal documents, all kinds of fun stuff that you can play with the politicians with. And watch and see what happens. They keep hollering about it, they will change it. Now, the opposite ends, from a silent walk to the extreme of the riots and what should be done. Well, what should be done? Then the right of self-defense is found in all that is done. Ooh. Under the First Amendment, people have the right of free speech. You can say anything. That's what it says. Hey, you don't believe me? Read it. Ask a constitutional scholar. They'll tell you about it. To be free. This is a problem with society in general. And one of the main reasons I think it ought to be stripped of the idiots that are in charge who desperately need to be replaced so that we can have some kind of normal life. Uh-huh. Most people, to be free is as complicated as all of the details. Oh, my goodness, free of this, free of that. Uh-huh. You get the picture. To be free is as complicated as all the details. Bear that in mind. Most people want to live their lives without being harassed in the process. You know, take care of business, go to work, come home, pay the bills or whatever, and go from there. Now, no group or individual going out of their way to lord it over you in any way. None of that should exist. But it does. With the mess we have in society today, there will have to be major changes. Oh, well, by the way, I have it on good authority that the changes are on their way. A few have told me these changes are coming, and that's a very few, but there are a few, and yet these people are the type that I don't ignore. I listen to them. The people will experience these as an adjustment to and change from things as they are now, meaning that the horse hockey quits, that you get to flush the toilet. It happens to be a politician in there, oh well. In case you have not noticed, and you really got to be an idiot living under a rock or in a cave, you know, deep underground somewhere, not to notice. In case you have not noticed, we are now seeing things made right. And I'll get into that in a minute. We can and will be a much better people when no one has to be on guard against our fellow man. Ooh, yeah, I'm getting into the goodies. Now, here comes the ad lib, and here comes the intel. Things are being set up in such a manner that law and order, orderly society, and that sort of thing, will be the new law of the land, just like the Constitution. only this goes a little bit further. you can expect to see major changes in society. This is going to take about a year altogether. And seeing as how we are at May, toward the end of it, actually, you're looking at June or July before it really gets going. But it's coming, and it will go. There are a lot of people out there who don't listen to what people say because they don't think they can believe them. Well, I hate to bust your bubble, but the simple fact of it is right in front of your eyes. if, and I'll give you an if, if you don't recognize things for what they are, that doesn't mean they don't exist or won't have any effect, no impact. What happens, and I'm going to give you a good example. You get a lot of people in the city don't want to be there. A lot of them have moved out, but of those who don't want to be there, the ones that are staying are the ones that everybody can count on to make the changes necessary to keep our stuff in order, to give us a decent place to live, a decent society to live in, where you don't have to worry about little packages of pimples with a gun running around shooting everybody. The policing and police effect that is coming is going to be pretty drastic. Now, that don't mean there ain't going to be crooks. There's going to always be crooks. That don't mean that people aren't going to be poor. The poor will always be with us, according to God. So what have we got to look forward to? How about something along the line of the morality that I grew up with in the 50s? Oh, yeah, I'm an old fart. think about if a kid's messing up, any adult, and listen to this carefully, any adult can discipline that child. So, you know, I've had it happen. I was a miscreant, so to speak, troublemaker, however you want to look at that. And it's not a question so much of what should be done and what can be done. It's more or less a question of how to go about things. And when you understand that the way we treat each other shows a lot about who we are, how we treat animals, you know, and all that. There's a thousand things in there. And each one of them can be exasperating to implement and a real mother to get off the ground. And yet it's all worth it. I think, you know, I think I'm going to play a song and I'm going to come back to this. I got some more intel. Don't go away.
So you think you've found a way of living that prevents you losing any sleep? Well, my friend, take this that I'm giving. It's your peace of mind you ought to keep. Run into trouble for sure by living behind a locked door. Mm-hmm.
Goodness, did you listen to that very carefully? I mean, there's a whole lot in that. It's like anything else. If somebody decides to tell you this is this, that's that, tell me one chapter and verse. You won't find abortion in the Constitution. Why? Because it ain't in there. It was adjudicated. Whoops. And does that mean that we're in a position where we got to rely on justices instead of other things that can mean as much? Is it something that everybody needs to look at and go, no, we're not going to put up that. Yeah, you're not telling us what to do. They've been telling you what to do. You guys need to get this through your head. I know sometimes you're thicker than at other times, but you need to get it through your head that they've been telling you what to do for forever. That's why I advocate for a complete replacement and some serious overhaul of the system that we've got. Not a revolution, nothing drastic, nothing real nasty. Probably won't have to fire a gun at any given time. The neat part about all this is that we can do this in such a way that things will come about. The changes I'm talking about will come about real swift and very thoroughly. It's like, I don't know how many people still do this, but it used to be a thing called spring cleaning. And if you were smart, you found some other place to be. If not, you got put to work. And everything mom thought was important of any sort got cleaned. Dishes were taken out of the cabinets, and the inside of the cabinets were wiped down, and the whole bit. All the floors was mopped and washed and waxed and ready to go. The house, other than a coat of paint, and that happens sometimes too, was pretty much of a changeover. Well, the changeover, that washing, that cleansing, is coming to our society. Oh, what's going to change? Well, a lot of these little miscreants, packages of pimples with a gun, that's going to change. They won't have any place to hide anymore. They won't have any outs, so to speak, like certain prosecutors turn them loose. Oh, well, man, we got to process you. I'm on in. How you doing today? Oh, pretty good. 30 minutes later, 45 minutes later, they're right back out on the street again, carjacking or whatever it is they feel like they want to do. Now, here's how it is. That is going to come to a screeching halt. To include, and I don't mean just that, to include white-collar crime, eminent domain is going to be a thing of the past, mostly, because mostly they can't prove that these people have any kind of right to do what they're doing. And you have to be sure to understand that it matters. I'm not finding it. I see. Maybe it's at the other end of this. I got another song I want to play. There it is. I know I'd find it. Now, I don't... I say things in music. A lot of people don't do that. I'm saying things in music because music has much more impact when you hear it. If you close your eyes while you listen to this, listen to these things, you can really, really get things together. And... let's see if I can find that other song. Okay, I found that one. I'm scrolling. There we go, right there. I think you might appreciate the idea of the direction I'm trying to take you in. We may not have to have a civil war. We may not have to shoot some people. We may be able to get things done without all of that. And I hope that's the case. I want you to think of... oh, boy. I want you to think about this. Now, I called one time for... everybody to call the Pentagon. And this is my early days, but it worked. Everybody and mother-in-law did. Guess what? We shut down their phones, all of them. There were people out there that were passing around the cell phone numbers of generals and others and offices and office workers. Well, you have to understand that together, collectively, we the people have more power than the minuscule number of people that think they're in charge of us. You got to remember how few there are. You got to remember how they listen to the squeaky wheel. Well, I want everybody to squeak real loud. And this is the kind of song that says the things necessary to get that sort of reaction. Here it is. Get the picture? All of us together, and I mean everybody you can get a hold of, kids, anybody that feels that thinks that'd be funny, start your Monday off right. Call the Pentagon. Call the White House. You know, anybody you can think of. And just between you and me, until the time everything gets totally out of whack, which it's not supposed to do, go out there and get her done.